Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. A bill in Congress would address some of the neglected maintenance at national parks across the country. Ross Brown reports.
The Restore Our Parks Act would not fund all the deferred maintenance, but the $6.5 billion included in the bill would go a long way toward fixing the problem. America's parks have never been more popular, with 331 million visitors last year. Dee Burks with the Raton Chamber of Commerce says the federal government is violating the public trust by not preserving designated parks for future generations.
40 years ago, they didn't see millions of visitors, and now they do. And those facilities, number one, were never built for that sort of visitation, and number two, haven't been maintained at all.
The legislation would establish the National Park Service Legacy Restoration Fund, meant to reduce the backlog of maintenance by using money the government gets from energy development, including onshore and offshore drilling. According to the Pew Charitable Trust Restore America's Parks campaign, New Mexico's maintenance backlog is $123 million for roads, trails, restrooms, and more. Rebecca Knufke with the campaign says addressing those needs also would create jobs.
A recent Pew commissioned analysis found that if we fix all of our deferred maintenance, we could support or create at least 110,000 jobs, with 1,132 in New Mexico.
In 2017, visitors to national parks spent $18 billion in gateway communities, such as Raton to the Capulin Volcano National Monument. Brooks says the park's deterioration does not escape the notice of tourists.
And from the top of Mount Capulin, you can see five states. It's absolutely beautiful. And unfortunately, over the last decades, it has gone from a really premier attraction to one of those things people come and say, oh my goodness, isn't this a shame?
The bipartisan bill has support from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and conservation groups.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trust. I'm Roz Brown. New Mexico News Connection.
A number of elected officials and analysts have raised serious questions about President Trump's repudiation of evidence that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. It's just one of the issues that concerns commentator Peter Goodman.
Trump is sowing discord in NATO, a Russian priority. Russia means us no good. Its international bad acts and interference in our elections are dangerous. But Trump says nothing and calls any investigation a witch hunt. His former campaign manager is in jail, and his personal fixer seems headed there. Thursday, Trump's pals in Congress attacked the FBI. Despite lots to do, they spent 10 hours grilling the FBI agent who imprudently texted his girlfriend bad things about Trump. Childishly imitating prosecutors, they read and reread his emails out loud, making exaggerated faces of disgust and trying to turn the incident into a huge anti-Trump conspiracy. Those texts do raise questions. Mueller fired the guy immediately, but there's no hint the texts affected the investigation. A Democratic congresswoman who'd been a police chief said cops are people. They should hold political views, and they can still do their jobs effectively. Trump calls this a Democratic conspiracy, but Mueller's a lifelong Republican, as are all the people above him. What happened to Republican concern for our security? Trump's close associates violated the law in connection with Russia and the Ukraine, but these clowns are obsessed with discrediting the investigation. At least after Trump's bizarre misbehavior at the NATO session, the House passed by voice vote a resolution saying, "Yo, orange hair, NATO matters to us." Does Russia own Trump? I've no idea. Investigate? Nah, let's bury our heads in the sand and hope for the best. I wrote that before Trump appeared with Mr. Putin. We treasure our free elections. All our intelligence agencies agree Russia interfered with them in 2016, and will again. Trump stood beside Putin and told the world he believes Putin more than U.S. intelligence. He said he couldn't imagine why Russia would do such a thing. After Trump knelt in front of Putin, Trump's hand-picked director of intelligence said, again, that the intelligence conclusion was clear and fact-based. When our own president won't dare criticize Putin's incursions into other countries and won't tell him to stop interfering with our free elections, Where are we? Sure sounds like Trump has confirmed that he's in Putin's pocket. Even if he isn't, his conduct at least borders on treason. Trump has been fooling a lot of good people. I hope patriots who've tried to tell themselves this guy is all right will put our country first. We know Trump won't.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.